You're listening to Preview from WABE. There's a lot going on around Metro Atlanta this weekend, including a couple of string concerts and a play about an iconic local chain restaurant. To figure it all out, host Amy Kiley recently spoke with Betsy Riley of Atlanta Magazine. Here's Amy with more.
I hear a birding activity that's coming has a string quartet. Kind of made me laugh, thinking I can do the bird songs, not cut it.
Yes. This is at Chattahoochee Nature Center up in Roswell. They have this wonderful nature center. They have 127 acres on the river. And so they have great programs all the time, but when they do a special event, it's a really fun time to go.
And even though there's a string quartet, which makes you think adults, this is for kids
this
too,
is,
right?
Well, it's for all ages. They're calling this event For the Love of Birds. The string quartet is the Cazzanetti String Quartet. And they will be performing the final movement of Joseph Haydn's The Bird Quartet. They have some storytelling and folklore. That concert is at 12:30. At 11:30 and 1:30, they have flighted bird programs. Part of the center's mission is to rehabilitate birds that can't be released back into the wild. So they have bald eagles, hawks, owls, and vultures. All these events are included with admission, and it's $10 for adults and $6 for kids ages 3 to 12.
What's the other string instrument event on your list? This one's in Macon.
Robert McDuffie will be coming to Mercer. You know, the Center for the Strings there is named after him. And they are moving into a brand new facility, the Bell House, which is a historic home that's been renovated. And the actual event will be at Beulah Lamb Bible Church, which is one of Macon's most influential African-American churches. And so McDuffie will be performing with actress Anna Devereaux Smith, and they will do a program of words and music to celebrate the new home.
We did some reporting this month on how FEMA uses waffle houses to gauge disasters. So a play called The Waffle Palace, Smothered, Covered, and Scattered caught my attention. Do I understand correctly the playwrights staked out a Waffle House to write
this? They did. You know, all kinds of crazy things happen at Waffle House.
Apparently.
You know, as you said, last year we had the snowpocalypse and not a single Waffle House closed. They said, you know, we're a 24-hour restaurant. We don't know how to close. They've never closed. So two Atlanta playwrights, Larry Larson and Eddie Levi Lee, they staked out some Waffle Houses late at night, and they figured out that the real witching hour happens about 3 a.m. And there have been crazy things that have happened at Waffle Houses. You know, babies have been born in the parking lots. Kid Rock came and got into a brawl one time after a concert. So lots of legend, maybe probably lots of urban legend, but a lot of material for this show.
We've been through a lot together, haven't we, John?
Yes, ma'am. The hold up?
Which one?
The one where they left the tip.
The Horizon Theater debuted this back in 2012 and brought it back in 2013. Many shows were sold out, and they brought it back again in 15. It will run through March 8. Tickets are $25 to $40 for general admission. Also, in case you're wondering, they did clean it up a little bit after first run, so it is now appropriate for kids ages 12 and up.
That was Betsy Riley of Atlanta Magazine speaking with Amy Kiley about some of this weekend's events. For additional information on anything they spoke about, you can visit wabe.org/preview.